You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. It is my pleasure to say, joined as we generally are at this time each week, by Diana West, a longtime syndicated columnist, now blogger par excellence. You can find her writings at dianawest.net. Check out as well her two best-selling books, Death of the Grown-Up and American Betrayal. Diana, it's good to have you as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Frank.
I wanted to talk with you about a very troubling piece that ran, I believe, yesterday at Breitbart about a visit that officers of Her Majesty's military, the Army, in the United Kingdom paid to a group called Tablighi Jamaat. Most of us are unfamiliar with this outfit, let alone what it's up to. Maybe you could say a few words about that and what your sort of, well, takeaway, I guess, was from this visit and the report of it.
The quickest way to describe this group is its ties to the San Bernardino jihadists. This is an easy way to define them as, shall we say, extremists. And jihadist is the more correct term. And what Breitbart was reporting on was a get-together, a completely social occasion in which Army officers from the 4th Infantry Brigade visited this mosque, and there are pictures of them playing foosball and other kinds of... It almost looks Monty Python-esque in a sense, because there is an absurd quality here, but I think what you're really seeing is the success of really decades now of conditioning of the big lie that Islam is peace. And indeed, there is a quotation that Breitbart did not pick up from the British news story, which you can visit if you link through to it. The Army colonel says, "Do you know what really binds us together, this great religion of Islam and this great institution called the British Army?" And he answers this question, and the answer is, it is our values.
Our guest is Diana West. She is joining us to talk, among other things, about the shared values that an officer of the British Army claims his institution has with jihadists, specifically those of Tablighi Jamaat, with whom he and several of his comrades were visiting. And Diana, just complete that thought. As product of brainwashing, I guess you'd say?
It's a product of brainwashing, of an official narrative that is a big lie. And it put me in mind of what we saw back during World War II, another British officer who discusses his inability to comprehend returning Soviet citizens to Stalin at the end of World War II as part of this tremendous exchange of POWs and so on, all to the Gulag or their death. And there's a Captain Hills that I write about in American Betrayal who describes how the brainwashing of just 4 years of how wonderful Stalin was made him unable to understand the fear of those he was piloting back as captain of a ship. He later understood the truth of communism and the death machine that he was had been taking POWs back to. But it's very similar to what we see with these British who seem to have no concept of what Islam is, just as during the World War II period of censorship, soldiers, officers, statesmen had no concept of what communism was, according to the official line.
You know what's particularly troubling about this, Diana, is our colleague Phil Haney, a former Homeland Security officer, a Customs and Border Protection officer specifically, was doing a detailed investigation into Tablighi Jamaat. He was observing what they were doing. He was recognizing, long before this San Bernardino business, that these guys were really virulently disseminating and promoting and proselytizing their Sharia agenda of domination and jihad. And he was shut down in that investigation, as you know, by Hillary Clinton's lawyers when she was at the State Department. And he believes that as a result, what might have been prevented at San Bernardino went down. But here you have, in the aftermath of that attack, these British officers consorting with the folks who are indistinguishable from the kinds of jihadis that we saw operating on the streets of that California city. And I guess, let me just ask you, Diana, point blank, is a similar brainwashing and indoctrination and, well, subversion taking place within our own military?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, it has precedent with the communist experience, where you had military intelligence files on communist subversion, those who would do harm to us, steal from us, subvert us, being dispersed, being destroyed during World War II. These parallels are really quite striking when you think about it. Suddenly it seems much clearer to me as we talk about it. This is all about a government controlling information, whether it was 70 years ago or today, whether it's America or Britain, very similar situations whereby the official narrative is that Islam today is not a threat. Communism of yesterday was not a threat. Now we are dealing with both. We are dealing with the subversion of the left and the subversion of the coming out of Islam.
Right. This is the lessons of history that you've done such a magnificent job of teasing out and making available to all of us through your book, American Betrayal, The Secret Assault on Our Nation's Character. Diana, let me turn to two other things quickly. One is, I was talking earlier in the program with Senator James Lankford about the bill that the Senate unanimously adopted yesterday that would enable citizens of this country to go after governments, notably, but not exclusively, the Saudi government, if there's evidence that they were involved in acts of terror in this country. What did you make of that legislation and the threats the Obama administration is now making, and the Saudis are making, for that matter, should it be enacted?
Well, it was a good day for the righteous yesterday in terms of seeing this legislation pass. We still don't have the 28 pages released to the American people, which is where that information belongs. We'll just have to wait and see how these cases move forward and what kind of pressure we can bring to release that classified information, which surely belongs to Americans in terms of how to advance our interests and how to protect ourselves from the threat, whether it comes from within the Saudi government or elsewhere. This is information we need to be educated citizens.
Among other things, about the true character of the Saudis, the frenemies, as some have called them, that we've altogether too long, I think, given a pass with respect to their double game. Diana, let me turn finally. You've talked with us in the past week or so about a very troubling situation in also the United Kingdom involving an old friend, Vladimir Bukovsky. I gather that there is some good news on that front, and we don't often hear good news, I'm sorry to say, on this program, so do share it.
There is good news. Yes. In brief, the details you can find at my website, dianawest.net, just because it's a rather complicated story. But the very good news that I can convey quickly is that the opening day of the trial went very well, in the sense that it was adjourned till December. And this was a demand that Bukovsky had to put the case off so that his libel proceeding could precede the criminal trial. And as a consequence of this action, he called off his hunger strike after 26 days and toasted his victory with a glass of champagne in his garden in his home in Cambridge. So,
a splendid,
a good day.
Indeed.
Yes.
We couldn't be more pleased and thankful for this turn of events. And thank you to you for helping bring it to our attention. Keep up the good work, my friend, at dianawest.net. And, of course, here with us each week. We'll look forward to our next chat. Congressman Mike Pompeo joins us next. We'll talk about Iran, Gitmo, and Benghazi and more with him right after this.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.